I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A teacher has been charged in the stabbing murders of a couple in front of their kids on a hiking trail in Arkansas. Police say 28-year-old Andrew McGann killed Clinton and Kristen Brink this past weekend. State Police Colonel Mike Hager says McGann confessed, but they don't have a motive.
We do believe he acted alone. We have absolutely no reason to believe that there's anyone else involved, and we do not anticipate any future arrest or any other arrest.
McGann was ordered held without bond. The deadline for tariffs to kick in, now less than 24 hours away. President Trump, though, says he's open to keeping talks going past the deadline for some countries. Hikes on foreign goods, economists say, likely get passed on to consumers. At least 25 people were hospitalized after a Delta Airbus experienced heavy turbulence several times last night during a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. That flight diverted to Minneapolis. Delta says all injured passengers have been released from the hospital. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and we're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has concluded efforts to trap the black bear involved in a recent attack in Barron County. The sow and the cub involved have not been observed since the attack. The DNR, in partnership with Barron County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Wildlife Services, maintained and monitored a series of five traps and game cameras on the property since the attack occurred in the afternoon of July 12th of 2025. The victim, 69-year-old Karen Fry, was attacked while in the backyard of her rural residence near the town of Comstock. Fry was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. She is recovering in stable condition and doing well. After weeks of round-the-clock surveillance on that property and no additional signs of the sow that was involved, the current options are exhausted. That's according to Randy Johnson, the DNR large carnivore specialist. He went on to say that they have trapped and released two boar male black bears, two yearling bears, and two sows determined to be unrelated to the incident. And they also collected a dead sow found alongside a roadway about 1.6 miles from the site of the attack. Initial necropsy results are consistent with that of an injury from a vehicle collision, and there is no evidence of it being the same bear that was linked to the attack. Although trapping efforts have ceased, the DNR will continue to monitor the area. Faith leaders in Wisconsin discussed political violence and Christian nationalism at a conference recently. Lisa Hale reports.
Polarization, threats of political violence, Christian nationalism, and the role that faith communities play in democracy were topics of conversation as faith leaders throughout Wisconsin gathered for a panel discussion recently in Oshkosh. Reverend Nee Addo Abraham, the director of campus ministry and associate pastor of Press House at UW-Madison, said anti-Semitism on campus, school shootings at other colleges, and other political violence are hampering the spiritual development of students.
The college students that I work with don't know a world without political violence sort of happening all the time. And not just the violent acts themselves, which we've seen an increase in, but like the legitimization of them through like our politicians speaking in ways that kind of encourage that rhetoric.
Dr. Gerald Mast, professor of communication at Bluffton University and member of the Mennonite Church, fears that the Christian nationalism movement threatens the democracy of our nation.
And it seems to me that in our society specifically, the greatest challenge is coming from Christian nationalism, the linkage between Christian churches and national identity, and then a racial component showing up in much of that, something that we could call white Christian nationalism. And it does seem to me that those of us in Christian churches need to push back against that linkage. In our context, at least, it seems to me that is one of the greatest threats to democracy.
The conference was hosted and organized by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. Those organizations work to promote trust in the political system, support for fair, safe, and secure elections, and peaceful engagement.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs. A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
And NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time, that, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You don't want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Fortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 69 degrees. 98Q Country.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
and Dunn on 98Q. My Maria. And so begins the 3 o'clock hour. Hour 2 of a full 5-hour afternoon show with the Brewers on break today. Gray here, still in the 98Q Country studio. Wouldn't it be weird if I were somewhere else? Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, and more up next before we dive into history. What century do you think it was that the British Navy stopped giving their sailors a daily ration of rum? Let me re-ask that. What century do you think they stopped giving British sailors rum every single day? I know the answer surprised me. Maybe you too after these four more. Here's Dierks Bentley.
I'd lose my way, yeah, I'd lose my mind if I faced one day on my own. I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Faith, I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough, thank God for this woman, amen. She gives me faith. Stars up above, forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you make sure all my roads led to her. So tonight.
Make my work day go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our songs. Now every someone else calling you, baby.
country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you.
The real thing.
Listen to this.
We are low cash.
I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama.
Tight. Hey, this is Josh Ross.
After your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again.
Turn it up, right station.
98Q Country.
Said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone right. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. Hit me with the left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? I wonder if the way we only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moon, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with a left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind.
There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Try this.
Clint Black, 98Q Country, nothing but the taillights. So, I posed a question before that five in a row to start the hour. What century do you think was the last one in which the Royal Navy of England gave their sailors a daily rum ration? It was the 20th century. Today's date in 1970 was called Black Tot Day. The tot was the name for the ration of rum. And the last one ever, today's date in 1970, was referred to as the Black Tot for being the last one. This was a challenge that basically spanned over 300 years. Back in the 1600s, English sailors were rationed a gallon of beer per day. Not just for the alcohol, but for the nutritional value. This was basically swapped out for a half pint of rum per day to cut down on the storage space needed for that much liquid. Ships were growing more complex too, though, sails being traded for steam engines over time, and drunk sailors began to present more issues than ever before. And in 1740, that rum ration was ordered to be mixed with water and split into two servings. It was a 4-to-1 mixture, so basically you get your rum, but you don't get to be drunk on it. That lasted all the way until the 1820s, when enough became enough. Discipline problems had continued, and that led to changes in the general attitude toward alcohol on deck. There was actually a group called the Grog Committee, who were supposed to decide what to do about the problem, and their suggestion back in 1850 was to eliminate the rum ration. Even back then, they said this is a bad idea, but the Navy foresaw some problems if they did that, so instead, they cut the ration in half. And that worked all the way until 1969, when they finally decided that rum had no place on a ship where people's lives now depended on complex, delicate machinery and the people who ran it. So July 31st of 1970, sailors, I kid you not, wore black armbands as they received their rum ration that day. Some poured them overboard. Some even kept them, brought them home, and buried them back in England. That was Black Tot Day. Boy, did they drag their feet, but I think they're probably better off. 1970, weather coming up next on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Gear up for Flamborama in Park Falls. One of the longest-running community celebrations in the state starts August 1st through the 3rd. The weekend will be filled with carnival rides, a craft fair, frog jumping, softball, chalk drawing, Northwoods Community Credit Union sawdust dig, youth broadcasting, even a Park Falls Rotary pickleball tournament, and a whole lot more. Flamborama is sure to be your family's fun weekend event. For more info and a complete list of events, see parkfalls.com.
This weekend, celebrate the summer at the 72nd Annual Flamborama in Park Falls. 3 days of nonstop action, August 1st through the 3rd. The filling station on Highway 13 and Butternut is fueling the fun with station lattes, iced coffee, specialty sandwiches, and ice cream favorites. Summer hours Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 5, Friday and Saturday till 6, Sundays till 3. In a hurry, text your order ahead for pickup. Don't miss carnival rides, kids' games, arts and crafts, the Northwood's fastest car show, and live music all weekend long. BC Auto Repair, Towing, and Recovery and Prentice invites you to the Flamborama Laid-Back Shawaman Recliner Chair Giveaway, live this Friday night under the big tent in Park Falls. BC Auto Repair uses the latest technology to handle all your ADAS calibrations, keep your advanced driver assistance system sharp and reliable. As a proud Falcon tire dealer, they'll get you the right tires for smooth, safe driving. Find BC Auto Repair just 3 miles east of Highway 8 and County Road 8 on Lound Road in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
98Q Country.
Thanks for calling. And it's good to know somebody cares. And yeah, she's gone, but I don't feel like talking.
might be just too much to bear. To hear somebody say it's time certain, or to hear somebody say she ain't worth it. 'Cause you don't know like I do, you never understand, and you don't know we've been through. Your that girl's my best friend, and there's no way you're gonna help me. She's the only one who can. No, you don't know how much I got to lose. You don't know like I do. I can't forget. I'm drowning in these memories. Fills my soul with all the little things. I can't cope. It's like a death inside the family. It's like she stole my way to breathe. So don't try to tell me I'll stop hurting. Don't try to tell me she ain't worth it. She don't know like I do. You'll never understand.
It's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady. Feel it coming
on the way. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I got my whole life to
Country.
How the grass grows. Lost is what you find on a back road. Proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence row. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care, 'cause we do things a little different around here. We're breaking 18 wearing army green. Truth is in the words and red we ring. Pride is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different round here. Easy's at the end of a long day. Free's how you feel, not what you pay. Simple's how we live. Yeah. This is what we give. Come on. Roots in the ground's why we stay.
Why we stay. Song is, and home is where the heart is.
Riley Green and Luke Combs here on 98Q. That was Different Round Here. Alan Jackson, Kip Moore, and Montgomery Gentry coming before Sorta Sports, transitioning into football at 4 on 98Q. Here's Alan Jackson.
Well, I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler. About working all summer just to try and earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date.
My boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car 'cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
You're on the phone,
on the computer,
and on the job,
and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. Something about beer sitting on ice, and something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. Something about a girl in a red sundress, and there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear falls down, guts sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Son, graduate in college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. But I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can, well, you did it, man. That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high.
Montgomery Gentry, something to be proud of. Gray here on 98Q, finishing up the 3 o'clock hour. And time for the Sort of Sports Report. Got a funny one for you. Apparently, football players and swimmers don't have much overlap, especially when it comes to the Ravens. According to an ESPN report, Olympian Michael Phelps, who also just happens to be a Baltimore native, has agreed to teach the Ravens how to swim. This coming from a semi-viral video of the Ravens lining up at the new team pool facility, and then a few of them, they're like some big-name players, dive into the pool, and then together they kind of say, one of three Ravens doesn't know how to swim. And so one of those players was taking a video of the event, and the other players thought that the videographer was going to send it directly to Michael Phelps. You know, apparently they discussed this. But nope, it got posted on Twitter. That player who thought it was just going to be a DM was quoted to say, I should have known better. I think it was Marlon Humphrey, the cornerback for the Ravens, who actually did the posting. But long story short, the decorated Olympian has agreed to help the Ravens learn how to swim. I have no idea if that will at all improve their chances on the football field, but it's the Ravens. So if it does improve their chances, it'll come in the form of a Super Bowl victory. That's the Sort of Sports Report for the 31st of July, 2025. Catch me after 4 for a full football report. Old School down in Dallas. That's the name of the game to start the 4 o'clock hour after news, weather, and sports on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about getting that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of this month in July. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right, and they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up. 762-2467. And I'm again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right, your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family? Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From concerts in the park to local markets and summer festivals, the heart of Phillips beats strong thanks to the people and businesses who care. At the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce, we're proud to support local events, connect businesses, and bring our community together. Want to know what's next? Visit PhillipsWisconsin.net, follow us on Facebook, or just stop in and become a member today. Together we make Phillips a great place to live, work, and visit. And hey, don't forget to tell Steve Precor you heard this ad.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country. Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina. Catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives. Find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even got supper's. Take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this.
got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariffs are set to kick in tomorrow for most foreign goods into the U.S. The White House announcing the U.S. and Mexico, though, have agreed to extend their trade deal by 90 days. Nearly 1,000 flights have been canceled on the East Coast today as severe storms target the East Coast, with flooding a major threat. ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin has more.
You're going to see all of this activity pushing across the Mid-Atlantic.